You're listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Here's your host, Mr. J.T. Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to episode 18 of Bitter Comics. I am J.T. Foreman, and I am here once again with my good friends, Terry,
the Beast,
Michaels,
la, 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 la.
And the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Ball game.
We begin once again with our opening segment. J.T. was a real prick last week, in which I apologized for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 17, I would like to apologize to black people, dads, and jumping.
And jumping?
Yes, jumping.
All jumping?
All jumping.
Wow.
Not just the kind of jumping that John Jones is always talking about. All jumping.
Let's jump him.
Let's jump him. If you'd like to know specifically what I am apologizing for, check out episode 17 and all our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology I missed, or to make any comments, send us an email at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, "This is not a Bringer podcast."
Thank you. I'm glad it's not.
Actually, I kind of wish it were a Bringer podcast because one of our hosts is missing tonight. Mr. John Jones, the Super Negro Champion, is absent for the evening.
I'm scared too.
Yes, I think we're all scared. And whoever it is,
God only knows what he's out doing.
Yeah, whoever it is that made him miss the show is probably a little afraid right now as well.
Absolutely.
I don't know exactly what happened. He just called me at the last minute to say he wasn't going to make it, which that's never happened before.
No, actually, it has not.
He is not the kind of guy
that likes to fool around.
Yeah, you know, would call you at the last second and say, "Yeah, I'm not going to make it."
Well, that's not how the song goes.
Except for all the other times that you did that. Anyway,
look, I think I need to apologize to somebody.
Uh-oh.
I need to apologize to fatness.
Just fatness in general?
Fatness in general, because I don't feel like I'm representing fatness.
Now, are you apologizing to FAT fatness or PHAT fatness?
FAT fatness.
FAT fatness.
Well, absolutely, because there's no way I'm PHAT.
I don't know.
I am a sexy bitch.
You are a sexy bitch, absolutely.
No, I'm not in the attire I'm wearing now.
No, I don't know. The MCS football, you got the green and gray.
Yeah.
It's
almost the colors of my one of the high schools I went to.
MCHS, what high school is that?
Okay, I don't really know where I got this.
Oh, okay. You woke up one morning, it was the only shirt within reach.
It was handed to me.
So you took off the bra, you put those on.
Said, yeah.
This must be yours, and you left.
I was handed, like, a whole bunch of clothes. And for my sister, she's like, "Here." And I'm like, she's like, "I think these will fit you."
Your sister gave you a bunch of clothes that fits you.
Yeah.
How big is your sister?
My sister is bigger than I am.
So maybe she should be here representing fatness.
But her husband is a very big guy. But her husband is incredibly strong. My brother-in-law.
So I shouldn't have been talking about his wife's fatness.
Yeah, probably not. Should kick your ass. So you don't have to get her husband. I had a door in my house that I used to have that was locked from the inside.
Okay.
My brother-in-law came and twisted the doorknob off with his bare hands.
He was upset.
No, he just wanted to get in.
That could just mean he jerks off a lot and he's got a really strong grip.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure, that's exactly what he's a tow truck driver. He works with tools and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, I should apologize to fatness because I don't feel like I represent it in the light it should be represented.
Well, you know, I want to say something supportive, you know, to make you feel better. But I feel if I were to tell you no, I feel you're representing fatness well, that it could be taken the wrong way.
Well, good. Well, then.
So then, I'm just going to.
Fatness is a sponsor of today's show.
Yes. Brought to you by fatness.
Brought to you by fatness.
The Bitter Comics brought to you by fatness.
By fatness.
That's right.
So there you go. So I no longer apologize to fatness since you're sponsoring me.
there you go. So fatness has forgiven you and brought you under its wing.
It's
ample wing. It's ample wing.
It's like it had a choice. So, like it was sitting around going, "You know, Terry, you shouldn't eat all that." Yeah, it never would do that.
The more the merrier, even
exactly.
if it is only one person.
Exactly.
The more the merrier.
Exactly.
That's why I say food loves you, and it loves you so much it wants there to be more of you.
It does love me. It really does.
Yeah. One of my brothers, since he's gotten married, he's probably gained about 50 pounds. And I was joking with his wife one time when I was up there visiting. I was like, yeah, you know there's a sexy guy in there, so you're just going to fatten him up so no one else will want him. That's what's going on here.
That's what they do.
That's exactly
either what they do. Or they want you to die.
Yeah, and then they get pissed off that you're so fat, and then they go cheat on you. You know, it's like, okay, here's the analogy that I see for it. You as a guy, you know, there's some guys that want to just a woman, just get all the women in the world. But most guys, honestly, I think they really only want to go after one, because the chase gets tiring.
That's why I chase big girls.
Yeah, well, they can't run very fast, and when they get out of breath, they just say, "All right, go ahead." Just hose me down when you're finished, all right?
Oh. Wow.
Hosing you down is finishing. What are you talking about?
I think I understand who you're going to be apologizing to next week.
Yeah, hosing.
Hoser, what are you, Bowser?
I don't know.
You're Canadian now, perfect.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, eh? But, you know, okay, so what a guy does, a guy wants to attract a woman, so it's like fishing. You know, he'll go and he'll get himself a really nice fishing pole, right? And he'll go and get himself a really nice fishing boat, and then he'll go out into the sea. As they say, there's many fish in the sea.
There is.
And you throw out that line, and you catch one, and you reel it in, and then you look at this fish, and you say, is this the fish I want? No, you throw it back, and you throw the line out again, and you keep trying until
you
get that fish.
You throw it back after you fuck it.
Well, yeah, after you fuck it. Okay. You fuck the fish first.
Fuck that fish.
Especially if it's a blowfish. Then you get your hoodie on, and then you toss it back in.
Oh, nice. Good. Good reference.
Thank you.
Nice.
You throw the line back out there, and then eventually you get that perfect fish. Probably a puffer fish. Get that. I'm not sure what that means. But so you get that perfect. Definitely not a swordfish, though. You don't want the swordfish. The swordfish stay out there.
No.
Or at least you don't tell your friends about them.
But sometimes you get a whale.
Sometimes you get a whale, but you know what? A whale can be good if that's what you're into.
Depends
you know?
On what its name is.
You know, everyone has their own kind of fish that they like. You know, so
that's
I'm
true.
Not here to judge. I'm here to ridicule, but I'm not here to judge. So, but you finally get that fish that this is the perfect fish. This is the fish that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And you take that fish home. And then after a while, that fish says to you, so I'm the fish you love, right? Yeah, of course. You're the fish. You're the fish for me. You don't want any other fish at all, do you? No, no, no. I don't want any other fish. No, you are the only fish I want. Well, then why do you still have that pole?
Oh, yes.
Why do you still got that boat? I mean, if you're not after any other fish, you wouldn't have kept those. And you know what you do? You say, you know what, honey? You're right. You're the fish I want. You're the perfect fish. I don't want any other fish. I want you. So you get rid of that boat. And you get rid of that pole. And there you are, you and the fish of your dreams, together, forever, for 9 months. And then that fish is, you know, at the pool, hanging out with the other fish and saying, he ain't nothing. Well, he ain't even got a boat. He ain't even got a pole.
And then what you do, you throw yourself in the ocean and drown.
Yeah. And she goes and finds someone else who probably got the pole up from you.
Who bought your pole.
He probably bought your pole.
I liked that boat.
I like that boat. I like that pole.
That's the only reason why I went. And I thought of you the whole time.
That's right. So, guys, don't get rid of your boat.
No.
And don't ever let go of your pole.
Yes.
No matter what she says, you hang on to that pole.
Right on.
You hang on to it for dear life.
Right on. Power to the pole.
Power to the pole, definitely. Lots of power.
Wow. Power to the pole. So going to be political.
So, Terry, how's it going? What have you been up to this week?
I've been networking like a big dog.
Yeah, you just started up your Twitter account again.
Got a Twitter account, Terry M 5150. I'm just saying, follow me.
That's right.
I'm following you. JT Foreman 72 is
you follow a lot of people, but that's different.
That's well, you know, I it's the binoculars it's hard to hold stalking, thing, and I can exactly. follow. Yeah.
So I got that set up, which you know you would think would be simple. It's kind of I don't know. It's weird. So. I got that set up. I got a fan page set up on Facebook. I got them all hooked up. Now I can post on Facebook from my old BlackBerry phone that I have because I haven't quite graduated to the quote-unquote smartphones. And then I can send out tweets on it, you know. So I'm a networking fool. I got my website up. It should be up tomorrow morning, TerryMichaelsComedy.com. So, yeah, if... I've been a networking fiend.
Cool. Well, we will, in the show notes when I post this episode, I'll make sure that I put a link to your Twitter account and your new Facebook fan page. So anyone, you can go to Facebook and look up Terry Michaels.
Terry Michaels. It's actually Terry Michaels 2 at Facebook.com.
And you can go to Twitter and just follow Terry M5150.
That's right.
And if you can't find those, just go to bittercomics.podbean.com and look under the show notes for episode 18. And I'll have all these things listed and try to put some links in there so you can become a fan of Terry
Michaels. I'm a fan. You're a fan. Everybody's a fan.
We're all fans of Terry Michaels. You know who were really fans of Terry Michaels was the 8 people who showed up to the the Heroes last
that
night.
I got to tell you, that was fun.
It was fun. Well, you know, despite the fact that it was such a small audience, the people who were there actually wanted to see a comedy show.
Although I did walk 2 of the 8 people, so there was only 6 left.
Well, I don't know if you walked them. Actually, I feel a little bad about that because the show was going kind of long. Mm. And you know, because when I got there, and the guy who was hosting it, Rick Rodham, Ricky Rick Rodham. He's a radio DJ. He worked for just about every station.
He's been fired from every station
one time or another. And
105.1 The Blaze.
Yes. He blazed a trail through the Fresno radio scene. But he hosted the show. When I got there, he asked me if I wanted some time. And, of course, I do. But
Hell yeah, why not?
Yeah, well, I'm always concerned because I greatly appreciate the generosity of the people who arrange all of these shows. But it ends up causing the shows to go really long.
I could have cut my set short.
Well, but the headliner. You're not the one who's supposed to be cutting the set short.
Yeah, but you know what? I did my 45 minutes, and I was fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It was fine. And the 6 people that stuck around got a good show, and that's all that matters.
That's true. And it was a lot of fun. What was the most fun, I think, was the lesbians.
And they were not lesbians, Joel.
Well, for the purposes of a comedy show, 2 women sitting next to each other at a table are lesbians.
Yeah.
Reality is bad, okay? Don't mess with the fantasy. At least let the fantasy.
Don't ruin it for you.
Don't ruin the fantasy.
That's what you're saying, okay.
And I believe Rick Rodham told them that if they would kiss.
With tongue.
That he would give them a DVD of his. I guess he did a comedy show and did a video recording of it.
And those 2 women are feeling dirty right now.
Yes, they are. And I pulled out my Android and
so
I videotaped the kiss. And,
you're like hovering over them.
I'm just standing there waiting. You know,
Android.
Go ahead anytime.
And you got the light on the Android on them.
Yes, I do. That's
so
exactly right.
You weren't even discreet about it. You're like,
why?
Hey, bitches, look over here.
But I promised them that I would delete that video.
Have you deleted it
yet?
Yes,
I did.
Really?
I did delete. Yep. They asked me to. So
right after you saved it to your hard drive on your laptop.
Nope. Actually, I went into the bathroom and no, I didn't.
Way too personal.
No, you know, they asked me to delete it, so I did. And actually, you know what happens in Vegas stays on Facebook. But I think the sanctity of Heroes needs to be preserved.
The sanctity, I
guess the anti-sanctity would be the appropriate term, considering the things we're trying to keep secret. The anti-sanctity of Heroes Sports Bar and Pizza Company needs to be preserved.
Yes.
You know, so.
Word.
Word. Well, we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Break it down.
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. All right, so.
Oh, I'm bitter.
Oh, very bitter. I would be, too. I am, too.
You are bitter.
We're very bitter.
Why not? Fuck it.
That's what my... never mind. That's gross.
Let's be bitter. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so in doing a little bit of internet research for the podcast, I came across a really interesting website. The website I found is called textsfromlastnight.com. I highly encourage anyone with a sense of humor to take a look at this. They have exactly what you would expect. Crazy text messages that people have sent.
Nice.
A couple of interesting things they put on the website. I thought these were clever. You know, it's just not just a list of texts. It's, you can post comments on each text, of course. They list the area code from which the text came, so you can search for texts in your area if you want to.
Nice.
Unfortunately, it doesn't list who it was to and from. But, you know, if you want to see just, you know, what area code the nastiest people in the world live in, you can search by area code.
And then move there.
Exactly. You can also vote on each text as to whether or not you consider the text to be an indicator of a good night or a bad night.
Oh, yes. Let's vote on that right now.
Yeah. And also, next to each text is a link to order a T-shirt with the text printed on the front of the shirt.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It's like $21 for the shirt. Extra dollar if you also want the area code of
That's
the text
awesome.
Put on there. But, you know, think of any crazy text message and imagine, you know, that's funny. That would be funny to put on a T-shirt. Well, for $21, you can get one.
That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome. I went through a bunch of them on the website, and here's a bunch of my favorite ones.
Break it down.
I already have one guy I have regrettable sex with. I don't need another.
Yeah, but see, what would have been cool if they would have the responding text.
That's true. And actually, there are a few of them on there that do have
the responding text. Would have been, fuck you, lady.
Yeah, something like that. Or, please.
That would only have, once.
Give it to me.
Only
just
once.
Yeah. I won't tell anybody. Does this?
It won't be regrettable with me because I'm really, really good.
Does this smell like chloroform to you?
Yes, it does.
I think I might have actually sent this to someone once as a joke. I want to apologize in advance for texting you a picture of my penis tonight.
I never apologize for that.
You never did apologize for texting me that picture of your penis.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Another thing I have to apologize.
Exactly.
The show's all about apologizing.
That's true, that's true.
Should be called the Apologizing Comics.
Apologizing Comics. Well, we are still trying to come up with a good nickname for me. I think one of our ideas was JT, I'm sorry, Foreman.
I don't know, because I get to roast you this coming up Friday.
Oh, so you are going to be on that show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, when we finish the list, we'll talk about
yes.
that.
Yes, okay.
This year, I'm going to try not getting arrested. I think the 30th birthday is the cutoff for calling mom to bail me out.
Probably.
I think so. That depends on your mom and whether she was at the party, too.
That would be fucked up.
That would be funny. That would be.
You're getting dragged off to jail while you're yelling at mom who's doing shots in the corner with Biff.
Exactly.
Mommy, shut up.
Don't go home with him. Why not? Because he's in my class.
Because
I can't cheat on the test off of the guy who fucked my mom.
Because he's a terrible speller, that's why.
That is one way to get him to help you study. Just have your mom fuck the smart guy in the class.
Really?
Sorry. I always go one step too far, don't I?
Really? Would it be worth it?
Well, I don't know. I guess
I'd rather get a B. Thanks. I'd rather get a C. C's make degrees.
That's true.
Your mom fucking all your friends makes for way too many friends.
Yes, it does. Well, you know what they say about the guy who... You've heard this as an old joke, of course, but you know what they say about the guy who finished last in his class in medical school?
No.
Doctor.
That's
you
true.
See that degree on the wall.
Doesn't say.
But his report card is not up there.
That's true.
You don't know if he's any good at all.
You see, I think having your mom fuck all your friends would be like winning the lottery. And here's why. Because you would have so many friends, you don't know who's around you because you have money and who's around you because they really like you. You got to just have a bunch of people around you because they're like fucking your mom.
Well, it's like it's like winning the lottery without the money.
Exactly. It's like the negative. You get all the
Everyone's
negative
hanging
aspects.
Around you,
yeah.
But,
like,
why do any of them really care?
Yeah, exactly. Why are you hanging out with Joel? Because I bang his mom. That's why. Really?
Exactly.
Really? You can bang his mom too. Are you good at math? You good at your math homework? Joel needs help in math. I'm not good in math, but we're looking for a tutor. For a tutor.
That's my tutor.
Yeah, so your mom fucks the tutors.
You can teach me a few things, and my mom can teach you a few things.
That is horrible. That'd be awesome to put on a flyer to hang on the bulletin board.
Exactly. I'm looking for a tutor, and my mom is...
looking to teach a few. Looking to tutor.
Yes, exactly.
And you can have the little tear-off things on the bottom, you know, like it's on all the...
And you cut them in the shape of a penis just to...
Or just a naked picture.
Exactly.
That's horrible. I'm not even hungry anymore.
This is one that I actually can relate to because I'm always the sober guy at the party. You sprayed Lysol all over me. You said that my soberness was infecting your night.
I dig it.
Okay. This is why I don't do designated driver anymore.
Because somebody sprayed something all over you?
Well, no, it's just all the drunk people who you're helping and basically whose life you're saving and who you're keeping out of jail still treat you like shit because you're not drinking and partying with them.
That's true. They call your names pussy.
Exactly. You know, and that's why, you know, if you become a big, rich, famous celebrity, I never hire a driver.
Oh, yeah. I want to hire a driver now. I'm broke.
Yeah.
Fucking sick of driving.
But let's see, next one. Biggest penis I ever pity fucked. If it's that big.
Who was she having pity on? Herself?
Yeah, I know. And she pities her vagina the next
morning. Oh, pity me.
Yeah, she pities her vagina the next morning. It's poor little vagina.
I pity the fool. I pity the pussy. I'm Mr. T. I'm Mr. DP.
Mr. DP. See, his ankle bracelet went off in the middle of sex. That makes a girl reevaluate her life. Yes, it does.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it absolutely does.
Can't you put those things on silent? I mean, it's rude.
Let's see.
You know why she reevaluated? Because it was Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. it was her. Then it would be her ankle bracelet went off in the middle of sex.
Yeah, it's true. But still.
Thank you for holding my vodka while the police let me ride their horse.
Fucking police let a drunk person ride their horse.
I guess.
Hell, my vodka.
I just had to MC for a middle school event with jizz on my dress. I'm going to hell.
No, you're going to my house.
Yes, you are going to my house. This was
I want to marry that girl.
Was this one texted by one of those women who keeps getting busted for having sex with their 12-year-old students? Because that kind of what this sounds like.
Imagine what a 12-year-old circle jerk could be like. It'd be very noisy.
Very noisy.
Keep quiet. It's in the gym. Yay!
I just used water from the fish tank for the bong. Thank you, fishy.
It's a poor fish.
You're so high, you can't get up to go to the sink to fill the bong so you can take some more hits. You can only make it to the fish tank.
Poor fish. These fish are like, this is nasty weed.
Oh, this I would like to see the rest of this list, this scale here. On a scale of impaired judgment to Mel Gibson, how drunk are you?
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan? Would that be just below Mel Gibson?
Probably. It's pretty close.
Actually, that's a video I'd like to see.
I'm Eddie Van Halen.
Lindsay Lohan just below Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I'm Eddie Van Halen.
my brother, you should make a list of that. Come up with, for next week, if you get a chance, come up with a list of scale of impaired judgments, starting from impaired judgment and going up to Mel Gibson.
Yeah, you'd be like somebody like James Brown, who got drunk and beat up his wife, threw in the car, and then had the police chase him across state lines in Georgia and was riding on rims by the time they caught him, and then wondered why they put him in prison. Oh, yeah. Made Mel Gibson look like a fucking Boy Scout.
Well, anyone who thinks Disney isn't for drunken people is got to listen to this next one. We're taking shots off of spoons and listening to Mary Poppins. Nice. That's really the only way you can watch that movie.
So say, actually, you need to be heating up spoons to listen. For those of you that do that, you understand.
Drunk in a canoe, getting pulled by a lawnmower, thinking of you.
What the fuck?
That's
and they say love is dead.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's romantic. Like, thinking of you,
like chivalry is dead. Really?
Despite all of this weird shit going on around me, that should be distracting me.
I'm still
thinking of you
and masturbating in a canoe, being pulled by a lawnmower. See, now you're a freak.
In a canoe, pulled by a lawnmower.
See, before. You know, he's not saying what he's doing while he's thinking of her. Yes. He leaves that part out. He just says, I'm sitting in a canoe being pulled by a lawnmower. He had said, I'm in a canoe being pulled by a lawnmower, jerking off. Oh, now you're a fucking jerk.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Thinking of you.
Just, yeah. Well, I was thinking of you.
I want to know, is it like a riding lawnmower? Is the canoe in the water? I'm really confused here.
It's a push mower.
Do you remember like the Erie Canal where they, you know, they have the horses along the side of the canal that would actually pull the boat?
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have ropes attached.
That is kind of eerie.
Yeah, that is eerie. let's see. Next, she gave me her number, found out it was already stored in my phone as bathroom blowjob.
That is awesome. That's like the jackpot.
How do you not call her back?
How do you not recognize her as somewhere else? How dark was that bathroom?
Yeah, I know. I was like, unless it was actually he gave me his number, found out it was already stored in my phone as bathroom blowjob, that would be bad.
Ouch. But it would be called Senator Bathroom Blowjob.
Senator Bathroom Blowjob, that's right. Senator Wide Stance Bathroom Blowjob.
3 taps underneath the door.
I saw my boss's vagina at that party. Hungover at work has never been more acceptable.
I want to go to this party.
Yeah, I want to meet that boss.
I want to dance with the boss's vagina.
You know, if you're at the office party and your boss whips out her vagina and shows it to everyone,
is that sexual harassment?
Is she going to question it when you call in sick the next day for a hangover? Or is she even going to be there?
She's probably fucked up with 3 guys naked in an alley.
Yeah, probably. She's still down in the mailroom getting banged by the CEO.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on. Doesn't fall far from the tree.
This one is fun. Hey, Thundercock, as proud as I am of you for getting laid, could you put a muzzle on her? I have to be up at 5. Thanks.
Thundercock. That is a great visual.
There he goes.
I'm Thundercock.
Yes. My penis was brought to you by Thor. The cock of thunder.
The cock of thunder. Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Well, it was nice of him to say thanks at the end of the... He's being polite.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You got to be polite in those situations.
You want to be considerate
to
your neighbor.
You can't yell out, hey, limp dick.
Because obviously she's not limp if she needs a muzzle.
I mean,
just imagine the guy in the apartment next door getting woken up at 1 in the morning by the girl you're doing is screaming her head off.
this is a true story. This happened to me. I used to date this girl, and I lived in a house. Now, the houses were close, but they weren't that close. This girl was very vocal.
Yeah.
So she came to spend the weekend with me, and of course, we only saw each other on the weekends, so the first night was, you know, Fuckfest 2000.
Oh, yeah.
I mean? We go to leave to go to dinner the next day, or lunch maybe, or whatever it was. My neighbor, this older guy, is out mowing his lawn. He'd never acknowledged my existence before. I go outside, he waves at us. And I'm like, okay, I got it. He heard us. And that's exactly what it was. He had hurt us. So I was a legend from then on.
Awesome.
I am Thundercock.
The last on the list, he turned down sex and sandwiches? Who the hell does that?
Not me.
Not me either.
Just, it would have to depend on the order.
I would take either or.
Are we talking sandwiches? We talking sandwiches then sex? Or are we talking sex then a sandwich? Because what if you have the sex and you're not that good? Then you don't get the sandwich.
Well, that's a good point.
See, but if you get the sandwich first, say, look, I need the energy.
But what if the sandwich is that bad?
Then you don't want to fuck her.
Yeah.
See, the dilemma. Hey, that's when you call Chef Ramsay and say, look, you need to straighten this chick out.
Exactly.
You know, have kitchen nightmares.
Chef. Oh, yeah, you watch Food Network a lot, don't you?
I do.
Do they have these kinds of shows after, like, One at Night? Like, you know, like, Cinemax has their kind of Skinemax
stuff.
Yeah,
where they're fucking night. In the kitchen.
No.
Yeah,
and
no, they don't.
Going down on the pot roast.
Yeah, I like the guy with the goatee that goes to the dives and diners.
Well, there was a thing I saw just recently. Someone came up with deep-fried Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's going to be served at fairs.
Yeah. Well, they deep-fry everything to serve them at fairs, but...
I don't know.
I don't know. How do you... I guess they freeze it and...
Well, they freeze something? It, and then it's rolled in dough.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like when you deep-fry ice cream, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's...
But you deep-fry it, it only... and pull it back up. It's not like you sit in there for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a few of the texts from textfromlastnight.com, and check it out. They got a lot of really messed up ones there. You can search for them by area code and
hey Thundercock.
Hey Thundercock. And be sure to comment on Thundercock. I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics. We're gonna take a break real quick. We'll be right back.
Taking a break.
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. All right, so. So we get into the news for the week?
Let's get into the motherfucking news.
All right. Now, we just finished talking about crazy text, so let's stick to the subject of texting.
Texting.
An Amish man. Three words you never thought you would hear in an article about texting. An Amish man.
It's not like against the law. He can't even have buttons on his shirt. What's he doing with his cell phone?
I mean, yeah. An Amish man who sent hundreds of sexually charged text messages to a 12-year-old girl... was arrested last week when he drove a horse and buggy to an Indiana restaurant where he had arranged a rendezvous with the child. Nabbed in an undercover sting. I'm surprised he didn't try to get away, you know. Yeah, low-speed chase, and I want to see that.
Hey, Isaiah, you want to pull it over?
Nabbed in an undercover sting, William Yoder, age 21... is facing four felony counts for allegedly soliciting sex from the minor. Yoder, pictured in the mugshot at the right, and of course, I don't have that. God damn it. All right, I'm going to cut that thing, that out.
Move on.
Yoder is free on a $20,000 bond. Where the hell does an Amish person get 20 grand?
Well... if it's 20 grand bond, he only has to come up with 10%. It's 2,000.
Well, you know, I was going to say, well, they only, they don't spend all the money on, like, video games and stuff. But this dude has a cell phone. So this is the reformed Amish church, apparently.
Wow.
They can have a cell phone. But it has to have the dial thing on it, like the rotary dial on it.
I wonder what kind of text message they were. They're like, I want to do you in my buggy.
I want to get medieval on your ass, literally.
I'm going to drag you out to my barn, and I'm going to take off the buttons on my shirt.
There's this new thing I heard about. It's called missionary position.
It's new.
In one text, Yoder told the girl that, quote, the proposed sex act would happen inside the buggy.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, you know what?
I'd like to fuck in the buggy.
I think it's a good idea. Amish people have it. Amish guys have it easy. Because they got the buggy. They can just go around town nailing bitches in a buggy.
That's true.
Well, it's like a portable hotel room.
That would be awesome.
So Mr. Yoder has it right. He really does.
Yeah, I think he does. When the child's... Okay, Yoder's contact began with the girl with a random text sent to her phone. When the child's parents learned of their daughter's contact with Yoder, they took control of her phone and continued communicating with Yoder, who sent about 600 texts in just
God
a few days.
Damn.
There's a lot of pent-up sexual frustration in the Amish community.
Yeah.
He was just letting it all out.
And, you know, he's probably had one of those pocket pussies, but it's made out of wood.
Gets tired of getting splinters in his dick. So he sent about 600 texts in just a few days, as well as nude photos and explicit videos to the girl.
What
the horse is fucking? What explicit videos?
He must have been like
he's filming himself with
something.
His phone, I guess. Yeah,
he's filming himself. That's what I want to do to you.
The parents then contacted the police, and officers took over the sting operation. After arranging the Wednesday night meeting, cops staking out the take-home restaurant reported seeing, quote, the outline of a carriage-type buggy pulled by one horse that and what appeared to be one occupant. Investigators noted that Yoder, who was...
How ominous.
Yeah. Investigators noted that Yoder, who was busted outside the eatery, was cooperative and, quote, walked his horse and buggy around the building and tied it to a post outside.
What are they going to do, tow it?
That's a good question.
We're going to have to impound your horse.
We need a tow truck for the horse.
To impound. Trigger.
Send it to the pound.
Yeah. Oh shit. That's it. We're gonna have to.
We're gonna send the buggy to the impound, and we're gonna send the horse to the pound. During questioning, cops reported Yoder admitted contacting the girl's cell phone, quote, by chance, and advised that he thought he was going to have sex with the girl whom he thought was 13. Oh well, see, he thought he was 13.
Well, hold on. I'm sorry.
She was actually 12, but he thought she was 13.
Now is this in Pennsylvania?
Indiana.
Okay. Well, I wonder what the legal age is in Indiana.
I don't know.
Because in Montana, it's like 16.
It's probably not 13 either way.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yoder also noted that he realized that it was a bad decision and had never done anything like this before, and neither had any other Amish person.
Until now. Now they're all going to get cell phones.
To go where no Amish has gone before.
Well, Yoder did it.
Yoder did it.
Yoder said... Yeah. Did he say Yoda? No.
No, Yoder.
Fuck you, I will. You a nice bitch.
Well, let's keep with the sex theme here.
I know. It's like...
Yeah, I know.
Should have called this the bitter porno.
Well, actually, you know, about the Amish man, he was texting. He's in trouble.
Oh, he's fucked.
He's not supposed to be doing that stuff. He's
not
supposed
only
to be
is he
texting.
Going to prison to get passed around like a carton of Marlboros.
He's
going
to go to hell.
Oh, and he's going
for
to hell
using technology when he's not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get.
He's in trouble now.
Yeah, he's going to be the devil's jizz trap.
Okay, in the devil's jizz trap. That's right.
Wow.
This was.
Thank you for listening, Mom.
A man died while raping a 77-year-old woman in Refugio County, a sheriff's investigator
yes.
says. Isabel Chavelo Gutierrez, age 53, complained to the woman that he wasn't feeling well and stopped having sex with her so he could rest. He then went back to fondling the woman.
How does that shit work in the middle of a rape? Oh, hold on. Could we wait a minute? Don't move.
Well, you know, that's the biggest reason why I would never rape someone. It's just too much work. I mean, you got to hold her down. And roofies are so expensive nowadays. So. Is there some way to rape from the bottom?
Ride me, bitch. Ride me. I have a gun.
That's right. Well, he then went back to fondling the woman before he rolled over and died, said Sergeant Gary Wright of the Refugio County Sheriff's Office. Investigators believe Gutierrez, who was 5'7" and about 250 pounds, died of a heart attack after riding 2 miles on his bicycle to the woman's home.
Wow.
Medical examiner.
He rode 2 miles on a bike to rape a chick?
Yes. He weighs 250, rode 2 miles on a bike, and then to rape her. No wonder he had a heart attack. 250 at 5'7".
That's dedication.
That's
Look,
that's
you don't see that from a rapist. Okay, I mean, sometimes they stalk, you know, they stalk their victims.
Well, he should have stretched.
He should have stretched. Yeah, you need to be in shape. That's the moral of this story.
Exactly.
Rapists out there, look, go to the gym.
Go to the gym.
That's the moral of this story. Nothing like a good rape joke to keep your listeners dialed in.
Exactly. Gutierrez was on parole for sex crimes, including aggravated sexual assault. He was released in prison from 2008. The woman said she saw Gutierrez at a local post office one day before the June 2nd attack, right? During the attack, she thought Gutierrez passed out from drinking because she smelled alcohol in his breath. After he lost consciousness, the woman drove away from her house and called her daughter, who then alerted authorities. Gutierrez was dead when they arrived.
Hold on. So he rode a bike 2 miles to rape a 77-year-old woman?
That's right.
Have some fucking taste.
There was nobody younger in closer proximity.
He probably had like a really hot neighbor that, you know. He's in hell right now, looking up going, shit, I could have had her.
Wow. The
same hell we're going to for making fun of this poor lady.
This woman had some killer pussy.
I'm surprised she didn't have a heart attack.
That's, he died of a heart attack while raping her, but she's all right.
She's like, hey, whatever. He didn't finish.
She finished him.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's her. So, her vagina is her rape whistle.
Yes, that's right. okay, now if.
Again, thanks for listening, Mom.
Thanks for listening, Mom. It's just as long as we're in the gutter, we might as well crawl into a.
Stay in the gutter.
Crawl into a gutter in Thailand. When it comes to condoms, the Thai government.
Hold on. Hold on just a minute. I am not crawling into a gutter in Thailand. God only knows what the fuck is in there.
Oh, when it comes to condoms, the Thai government wants you to remember that one size does not fit all. And to make sure you get the right fit, they're handing out official penis measuring devices. The devices are part of the Public Health Ministry's, quote, Condom for All campaign. noting that the disposable paper measuring tape will tell guys which size condom will give them the best comfort and protection. Just watch for paper cuts. Though it must
be. You
know
what? I'm shopping for condoms. I'm not like, hey, you know what? This looks nice.
Do you have one in my size?
Yeah. I do not want to work at the store that's got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir, we'd like you to pull your penis out and get hard in front of all of us. No pressure.
It's bad enough when they have to measure your inseam for a suit.
Because you get hard, don't you? Don't lie, Joel.
It depends on the tailor. Though it must be said that some men here often complain on public web boards or to their buddies that the condoms on sale in Thailand just aren't big enough for their penises.
Bullshit.
Whether these complaints...
Have you seen how big these fucking condoms get?
Well, that's the real reason I like Asian porn. It's not that I'm really into Asian chicks. It's just that the Asian dudes have small dicks. And it makes me feel better about myself.
Well, there you go.
Self-esteem. You know, there's
that's important.
Ways to yeah, exactly. whether these complaints stem from overinflated egos or legitimate cases of condom incompatibility. Are you and your condom compatible?
Too bad Oprah's off the air because we could have this on a special.
I can see you sitting in therapy, in couples therapy with you and a box of condoms sitting next to
Trojan
you.
Trojan ribbed. You're always trying to give it for her pleasure. What about me?
Well, you could just turn them inside out. Oh. Yeah.
I thought about that.
They like it when they're upside down, don't they?
Now they have condoms that have built-in cock rings with vibrators.
Yeah.
That's too much. So that's too much. I got to buy batteries for my condoms?
Well, at least they don't go in the dark. Whether these complaints stem from overinflated egos or legitimate cases of condom incompatibility, it's anyone's guess, but a quick pull of the measuring tape during an erection, so say the instructions on the tape, should help sort fact from fiction. The tape records widths between 49 and 56 millimeters, covering the, quote, Thai penis size standard. They have a standard?
Oh, shit. Oh, what is the Chinese penis?
How'd you
penis
like to be
standard?
In charge of their department of weights and measures? We have to come up with a standard.
How do you decide what the fucking standard is?
You have to go and measure a whole bunch of them.
Let me go knock on doors. Excuse me, sir. We'd like to measure your dick.
Yeah, how's that for the telephone survey?
Well, I guess it all depends on the tailor.
9 in the morning on a Saturday, the phone rings. Hello? Yes, can you tell me how large your penis is? Width when erect, please.
9 3/4 inches.
Width?
Wow. Baby.
That's pretty wide.
And that's before I'm hard.
Well, this was said by Dr. Somoyo Kitimekong of the Department of Disease Control's Anti-AIDS section in the report. As hilarious as the whole penis size issue sounds, condom use is, of course, no laughing matter. The number of HIV cases in Thailand continues to rise, and this campaign is part of a countrywide drive to give away free condoms to gay men and males and females aged 15 to 25. So, no condoms for lesbians.
Well, this is bullshit.
So, just, I guess they have to just wash off their strap-ons. They can't just throw a condom over the top of it.
Wow.
So I hear. This is JT Foreman. We're going to take a break real quick.
You're going to be apologizing to lesbians next week.
Yeah, probably. Well, they won't fuck me anyway, so what do I care what they think?
Wow, that's nice.
Well.
Okay. Well, you've got a very wide.
That's horrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, straight to hell. Go to your damn break.
We'll be right back. But this is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back.
Bitter.
Very bitter.
Winning.
All right, so recently just put up for auction was a memo that was purportedly issued to all Major League Baseball teams in 1898. Now, experts are divided about the document. Some believe it to be a genuine memo sent by the league to all teams, and others believe it to be a satirical memo circulated amongst players in response to the actual campaign to clean up dirty language on the field.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the whole...
Hey, batter.
The whole thing about going to the stadium, you know, to the field to see the game is to be able to swear at the players.
With me to an arena football game.
You're telling me about that. You used to announce for arena football here in Fresno, back when we still had a team.
Ever go with me to an arena game, I will curse and yell till I'm hoarse.
You seem like the type.
Oh, I get personal, too. You're 76, you fucking suck. Yeah, it's...
Well, this is not a new phenomenon, though. I mean, apparently, 1898, so apparently since the history of organized sports, you've had people in the stands swearing at the players and players swearing at the people in the stands. So for all of the times that my grandfather told me to watch my language, I love you, Grandpa, but fuck you. Okay, because you were doing it too.
That was a bit much.
A little much. Yeah, you're right. Especially since he's dead. God anyway,
damn it, Joel.
I know. So anyway, okay. So here's the memo. It's labeled "Special Instructions to Players." In a contest between two leading clubs during the championship season of 1897, the stands being crowded with patrons of the game, a gentleman occupying a seat in the front row near the players' bench asked one of the visiting players who was going to pitch for them. The player made no reply. He then asked a second time. The gentleman, his wife, who sat with him, and others of both sexes within hearing distance were outraged upon hearing the player reply in a loud, brutal tone, "Oh, go fuck yourself." On being remonstrated with by his fellow players, who told him there were ladies present, he retorted he didn't give a damn, that they had no business there anyhow. The women have no business at a baseball game?
Nice.
Yes. This shocking indecency was brought to the attention of the league at the Philadelphia meeting in November 1897.
Shocking.
And a committee was appointed to report upon this baseball crime, define, and suggest for it a remedy.
What he should have said is, "Hey, which one of you whores wants to come home and suck my dick and then cook me dinner?"
That's basketball players, isn't it? I don't know a whole lot about sports. I'm just trying to keep everything straight.
All right, go ahead.
In response to nearly 100 communications addressed to umpires, managers, and club officials soliciting definite, positive, and personal knowledge of obscene and indecent language upon the ball field, the committee received a deluge of information that was so appalling as to be almost beyond belief, showing conclusively and beyond contradiction that there was urgent need for legislative action on the part of the league. That's such brutal language as, you cock-sucking son of a bitch, you prick-eating bastard, you cunt-lapping dog, kiss my ass, you son of a bitch, a dog must have fucked your mother when she made you, I fucked your mother, your sister, your wife, wow. I'll make you suck my ass, you cock-sucker. And many other revolting terms are used by a limited number of players to intimidate umpires and opposing players, and are promiscuously used upon the ball field, is vouched for by the almost unanimous assertion of those invited to speak, and who are competent to speak from personal knowledge.
Did he call them prick-eating bastards?
Yes. This is word for word what the memo said, and this was a memo from 1898.
Prick-eating bastards.
So, any old person who says, watch your language, fuck them.
Suck my ass, you prick-eating bastards.
Yeah, this is not a new thing. Vulgarity is not a new thing. Whether it be language quoted above or some other indecent and infamous invention of depravity.
Your mother must have fucked a dog when she made you.
That's what I want to be famous for, an infamous invention of depravity. I want to come up with a new swear word.
I think you're on the way.
The league is pledged to remove it from the ball field, whether it necessitates the removal of the offender for a day or for all time.
For all time.
All time.
See, and you know who they were thinking of? Pete Rose.
Probably. Any indecent or obscene word, sentence, or expression unfit for print or the human ear, whether mentioned in these instructions or not, is contemplated under the law and within its intent and meaning, and will be dealt with without fear or favor when the fact is established by conclusive proof, by order of the committee. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
I added the dun, dun, dun myself there. I feel like the Darth Vader's Death March should be playing as I read that, you know, by order of committee.
You prick-eating bastards.
that's right.
You're going to be banned from the field, whore.
That's right. So, yeah, so this memo, you know, like I was saying, people debate whether it's an actual.
So what you're saying is Lenny Bruce couldn't play baseball.
Pretty much. All right. Lenny Bruce would not be able to play baseball. He could write a book about him not saying dirty words and influencing people in baseball.
Hilarious. Hilarious!
So, yeah. So, there we go. That's the news for the week. before we go, I know nobody really gives a fuck what I think, but
they don't.
But here's what I think. Proposition 8, which is the ban on gay marriage in California, was struck down in federal court. And this ruling was just recently upheld in an appeals hearing a couple weeks ago. The primary argument against the ruling that gays should be allowed to marry was the fact that the judge was gay. How could a gay man possibly make an unbiased judgment on gay marriage? This is an absurd argument for two reasons. One, in a gay versus straight decision, there's no reason to believe a gay person would be any more or less biased than a straight person. And second, the idea that a judge should be found for every case which has absolutely no connection to the issue at hand is simply impossible. If a lawsuit is, for instance, if a lawsuit is about clean air, do we have to find a judge who doesn't need to breathe? Then just this week, the state of New York legalized gay marriage, with Governor Andrew Cuomo signing it into law just a few days ago. Spontaneous gay pride party parades have broken out like victory laps. Don't expect to see celebrations like this again until the day AIDS is cured. In the words of the Rude Pundit, who you can find at rudepundit.blogspot.com, only people who have never been married can be that happy about getting married. I would like to point out that Mike Wirtz and Terry Michaels are both shaking their heads vigorously at that. Personally, I think gay marriage is a great idea for no other reason than the fact that the economy can use a boost. Think about this. Gay dudes don't have to spend all their money wining and dining chicks to get them into bed, so they probably have quite a bit more money saved up than most guys. Catering, hall rentals, florists, limos, tuxedos, and everything else involved in the wedding industry. Truman warned us about the power of the marriage industrial complex. And if you think some of those bridezillas have elaborate weddings, wait until you see the shit a couple of gay dudes can come up with. There's no reason to believe that gay marriages will be any more successful than straight marriages. So think of all the economic activity from the divorces. But the most important reason for the legalization of gay marriage is equal rights. I think gay people have just as much right as straight people do to make themselves and each other miserable. And that's what I think. But no one gives a fuck what I think.
They don't really.
Well, anyway, I am I'm JT Foreman. That's the end of the show for the week. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Terry, thanks for showing up. Thanks for coming.
Bitter
to the show.
Comics.
And John Jones is
ball game.
Ball game.
The imitation John Jones. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. We will talk to you again next week.
Would that be John Jones White?
John Jones White
instead of John Jones Light,
something like that. Well, he's teaching me how to be black, so I got to teach him how to be white.
Good night.
Night.